Welcome to The Living Word with Chuck Davis.
Psalm 127, a song of ascents of Solomon. Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is in vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil, for he gives to his beloved sleep. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are the children of one's youth. Blessed is the man who fills his quiver with them. He shall not be put to shame when he speaks with his enemies in the gate. Building and watching. Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. This whole idea of vanity or futility points to the struggle of living in frantic work without a sense of God. Oddly enough, the Lord's name is referred to oftentimes as a strong tower or a description of who he is. Here, a watchman is looking to bring care, to announce to anybody living in the city that there's danger coming. The idea that's going to be developed is the toiling breadwinner who tries to produce something in their own effort. Now, this psalm's not advocating laziness. There's a strong work ethic. But there's an aspect of recognizing that in that strong effort, it's only fruitful when it's out of the overflow of what Yahweh is doing. When I see the word vain or hear the word vanity or folly, I think of Ecclesiastes, which is interesting because this psalm is attributed to Solomon. And Solomon is the one, the preacher, who gives us Ecclesiastes. Solomon knew the vanity that flowed out of a life experience that gave him access to every type of earthly pleasure that you could imagine. In Ecclesiastes, he searches for true meaning. He basically ends up that wisdom is folly, which is interesting, because wisdom is a good thing. I guess it's wisdom without a sense of God. Self-indulgence is folly. Toil is folly, which is interesting because there's an advocation of the blessing and the privilege of being able to work. Wealth is folly. Honor, way we would say it today, fame are all folly. In the end, the preacher, Solomon, ends up with this idea, the true way to find meaning in life, that all is not vain or vanity, is to fear God and keep his commandments. Interestingly, Jesus picks this theme up in one of his parables, the parable of the rich fool. It's in Luke 12. Jesus talks about this one who had all kinds of resources and builds bigger barns and bigger barns. Again, I just want to highlight the aspect that for Jesus, multiplication and growth are always honored and celebrated, but always celebrated when they're pursued and received in the right perspective. Jesus never denounces gain or accumulation, but he does denounce it when it's accumulation without acknowledgement of God. Jesus finishes that parable by saying, "So is the one who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." Oof, great line. Jesus will invite us to lay up treasure, knowing ultimately that what's laid up in his kingdom is that which will last. So it's an invitation to be rich towards God in our everyday life. The so what is to continue the theme that we saw yesterday. Divine work and human work go hand in hand. We want to be fruitful in every area of our life. Growth is one of my highest values. I want to see growth in every aspect, but I don't want to see growth in the process of losing the richness of being in God. the now what that helps me stay there is to give thanks for what I already have, recommit what I have to Him and His glory, and then live today in a flourishing way. As Jesus said, it's to the Father's glory that you bear much fruit. Lord, today, thank you for the privilege of the work that you have given us that is part of the process of you providing for our families and for our own lives. Today, we ask that our hand would remain clearly in yours, so in becoming richer in the things of this world, we would become even richer toward you, and that we would experience your presence with us in fresh ways. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.